views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie, and this is Artie. Sky is out sick this week, and we're going to miss her this week, but the show must go on. Regardless, the show must go on. Each topic, you should break it down one by one so that you could tackle the situation. Trying to alleviate all your problems at the exact same time, you're not going to do it. It's too overwhelming. And the metaphor that I give all the time, it's like when you have, say, a dirty home, say your whole place is a mess, rather than looking at your entire house and say, oh, this has got to be done, that's got to be done, you know, and you could go from room to room and you know, furniture to furniture and place to place, and, you know, it's all a mess. So, you know, being in the cleaning business, also what I do, I own a cleaning business besides being a full-time clairvoyant. What I do is I start in one room at a time, and I start in one corner, and I start cleansing out. And it's very, very healthy to start to clean out your clutter and your mess so that you could, I have to break it down. So you start in one corner in one room, and you go piece by piece by piece by piece. And before you know it, the whole room is going to be cleaned. And it's the same thing with your life. When you look at your business, your love life, your kids, your personal life, you know, so many people are so overwhelmed by everything at the same time, it's almost impossible to try to tackle all your problems at the same time. Certain things could be done at certain times. Not everything has to be done at the same time. And if you try to, then, you know, it's only going to be more havoc. Because a lot of us feel like we do a lot of running around all day long, and then at the end of the day, you feel like you've got nothing accomplished because you're always starting at step one at so many different places that you're really not escalating yourself in one particular direction. So that's why you feel like you're always stuck. Now, if you're smart or if you're able to get assistance and get help, that's probably the best thing that you can do. If you can get, you know, hire somebody or to get a friend or a family member to assist you in your life to help you take care of your regular responsibilities, that's like a major plus in your life because, like I said, it's really very difficult for one person to handle all the responsibilities of what's going on in their life. So when you have an assistant, that's, you know, a major accomplishment in your corner. And so what happens is that a lot of times, people have a really difficult time. People have a really difficult time letting go of control, okay? And that's a major problem with a lot of people is letting go of control because they feel like they have to do everything themselves. And when you feel like you have to do everything yourself, then you're screwed because there's no way that one person could handle all responsibilities at the same time. And for all those people who actually do that, they're the ones who are going crazy. And the thing is that when there are actually people who are there in your life who are willing to assist you, it's easier if I do it myself, or I'd rather do it myself because I know what I'm doing. I know I can handle things faster and easier. I know what I'm doing. So there are also situations where, like I said, people do have other people who are willing to help them, but you have to be willing to relinquish control. And that's a big thing for people. You know, So it's about being a very good leader, all right, and training other people so that, you know, a lot of work, a lot of responsibility could be elevated off your shoulders, which will then give you more free time, which will then allow you to have more of a personal life, a social life. And I was thinking of something else and I just went blank on it. But, you know, you're able to work out, you're able to go out with your friends if you have more time. So it's about, you know, thinking smarter and working less harder. But again, I understand for a lot of people, it's very difficult to let go of control, but it's very important. And if you do it in small increments, trust me, little by little, you're going to get used to it more and more. But like I said, you need to stay positive and focused on your goals so that you could accomplish everything that you want to take care of. But, you know, it's very easy to talk negative. It's very easy to have excuses, you know, that will stop you from being very productive, you know. There's a million and one reasons why you shouldn't succeed or can't succeed. Because of the weather, because I have people coming over, because I have too much work to do, because I don't have enough money, because of this, because of that. Again, everyone has a lot of excuses of why they can't succeed or achieve or whatever. And you have to be able to overcome these obstacles, all right, if you want to really become successful and if you want to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And want to know something. 29 years old with, let's see, 34 years experience at it. And so that makes me 53 in dog years. No, but I'm still going after my dream. I'm still going after my dream as far as wanting to make it, you know, on TV, wanting to make it, you know, in more than what I have now. And I'm very grateful for the quality of my life now. Trust me, I'm not complaining. But still, it takes a lot of time and it takes other people to help you become successful. You can't just do it all yourself. That's being unrealistic. And you need to have a positive outlook, and you need to be able to take a break and step back a little bit if you know, when things are becoming overwhelming for you, you know, because sometimes people are too micromanagement in worrying, too micromanagement in doing every little detail, and it's not going to help you out. You have to be able to step back and take a look at the big picture. And again, you have to stay focused on the goal. Stay focused on the dream. Stay focused on top of the mountain. All right? And so long as you're doing something positive each and every day towards your goal, trust me, you're going to accomplish your goal. All right? Now, successful, highly successful people always say, if you do 3 to 5 things a day positive that leads towards your goal, you will 100% accomplish your goal. Now, mind you, it's like knocking down a tree. So if you keep on taking a whack at a tree, eventually it's going to come down. You don't have to do it all in one shot. Right now, my producer is telling me I got to go for a break, and then I'm going to be speaking with somebody from Maze Landing. So stick around, because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December. It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here you are with Artie Hoffman. You're with Angels and Answers, and I want everyone to check out my YouTube, check out my Facebook, and if anybody wishes to get a reading, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or check me out at ArtieHoffman.com. And if anybody wants to get a reading from Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. And right now we have a caller in, a listener calling in. Paula from Mays Landing. How you doing, Paula?
Great, Artie. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. What can I do you for, sweetheart?
Well, I need help in getting some focus. I feel scattered, worrying about three big issues in my life. And one is a need and one is a want, and the third one, I just feel like I'm gambling on it. So I'm not sure where to go from here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's literally about breaking down their priorities and what's the most important thing.
Right.
And so when you know, and it's interesting because I did not even mention that before within my speaking just before. But, yeah, priorities is definitely the big thing, you know, as far as the most important thing that has to be taken care of ASAP. So I'll tell you what, why don't you ask me about your highest priority so that we could tackle that first?
My highest priority right now is my financial position. I'm concerned about whether I'll be able to pull myself out of it or if I'm going to just plummet.
Okay. Instantly what I'm getting is that you've been playing the same gambit. You haven't been really changing your circumstances financially to change your position. You've been doing what you've been doing for a while, and it's just eventually it's been getting a little worse and a little worse and a little worse without you really changing your financial earnings. Is this true?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. The only way you're going to be able to strongly change things is to, number one, you need to cut back. You have to see what you're willing to let go of and what you could live without. And also, it's literally going to take you to be able to generate more income and to get another job. You can't keep on playing your exact same game plan. Otherwise, I feel for you. You are going to eventually be losing all what you have. So it's a matter of, you know, giving up whatever open time you have to be able to restructure and reorganize. And this is the part where you have to become focused like a hawk, where fear cannot be a part of your life, because you need to do what you need to do. When you're really putting all your energy into making things happen, where failure is not an option, and I am not going to drown, I need to do something in my life ASAP. And that has to do with just, you know what, busting your butt and just making things happen ASAP. And that means getting another job on top of what you already have. But if you just keep on doing exactly what you're doing right here, right now, you know, unfortunately, I'm not seeing a positive outcome. But how can you expect bigger or better results or different results if you're always playing the same game plan? You can't. Right. You just can't. You're just going to have to be able to do what you have to do and to get another job. And it's like, what are you willing to do to get yourself out of this bind? So it has to do with cutting back, and it has to do with, you know, making more money. And I know you could. It's just a matter of, you know, where you want to put your energies towards.
Okay. All right. I haven't figured out what's holding me back. And
it's the fear of changes. What happens is that a lot of times when people end up, in your position, all right, where their finances are, you know, people are really struggling about whether it be their job, their finances or whatever. What happens is that a lot of times when you're just sitting around the house or just, you know, doing your life, as soon as you have open time, you think a lot. And when you think a lot, that's very, very scary, because it's like all the fears start to set in.
Right.
And that's what's happening. All the fears are setting in because you're thinking and what could happen, and, oh, my God, I'm going to lose this. And, and they want money, and they want money, and they want money. Everybody wants money, and I'm only one person. And the bottom line is a lot of people are in your position, and they sit around, and they choose not to do anything. They choose just to sit and worry, and then you go into panic. And then it starts to affect your health because of the stress, because you're not getting enough sleep. Your immune system's being broken down, and all this is what I see happening.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, your open time, you got to put your nose to the grindstone, because you are the one that's going to pull yourself out. And so long as you're being productive at doing, I don't care if you get a job at Home Depot, at the ice cream store, you know, at a bowling alley, whatever it is, at the movie theaters, whatever it is, whatever you could physically do as an extra sidekick, you know, besides what you already do, you got to figure it out. You just got to do what you got to do. It's as simple as that. You know, I don't have time to be afraid. This is the time where you need to become focused, be a little angry, and because when people are angry, fear goes right out the window. You know, and when I say angry, I'm not saying to be a bitch to everybody, but I'm just saying, but just, you know, get strong within yourself and say, this is not acceptable, and this is what I got to do. You know, you have to be willing to make the necessary changes, because you can't keep on playing the same game plan. You're not going to succeed at it. It's as simple as that.
Right.
If you're just waiting for the inevitable, what are you going to do? Live your life playing like a victim?
Right.
Don't play your life like that.
Okay. All right.
You know, you're in like a sink or swim situation, and guess what? You know, you have to, like, put it all together and start to make things happen. I really feel like that you can get a job, literally another job, I would probably say within less than 2 weeks.
I hope so, because I actually have a resume pending for a job that I really want, and I'm, following up on it, putting out all the feelers to see if there's anybody who can, you know, who knows the person and put a word in for me.
That's it. You want to know something? Getting a job, politics is definitely a major part of it all. And, when you know somebody, it definitely helps out. So, you know, don't be afraid to do what you got to do, and be pleasantly persistent.
Okay. All right, I think that's what I'm doing so far.
And even though, you know, people say, oh, just fill this out online and, you know, send it in, you know, and we'll get back to you. I don't like that. It's like I'm the type of person that I will go into the place so they see my face. They can see that I'm hungry for it. They see that I'm pleasantly persistent. You want to make sure you look nice when you go in there. And, you know, just ask, you know, can you please speak with the manager? If they say what it's about, just say it's a personal note. I need to speak with the manager. Don't tell the person down below what you want to do, because then they'll say, oh, you know, they'll come up with excuses, or, oh, he'll get back to you, or, oh, wait, you know, did you fill this out? And, all right, they'll get back to you. Don't, that's not acceptable. Okay. I need to talk to the person who calls the shot. And this is what you got to say to yourself. I need to talk to the person who calls the shot. And again, you want to be pleasant, say it's a personal matter and I need to speak with the manager. And so, you know, when you speak to the manager, if you hear them saying that, all right, well, you know, did you fill this out online? Yes. Just say, well, what can I do to, you know, try to prove myself so that I can be hired, because I, you know, I really would like to have this job. You know, so long as you're pleasantly persistent, they see you by face, that really is going to help you out like big time.
Okay.
And I really feel like by you being pleasantly persistent, you are going to make something happen. But I do see you working, believe it or not, or being hired within 2 weeks.
Okay, that's phenomenal. That's what I want so badly. I appreciate
and
that. Not that I don't want it.
I call upon all my loving guardian angels. I call upon Archangel Michael. I call upon Archangel Ariel. Thank you for blessing Paula right now. Thank you for moving mountains in prosperity so she could be hired. So she's very well received and she starts making money and everything starts rolling her way. That's my blessing for you. And in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, Artie.
All righty. But right
thank
now,
you very much.
I have to go to a commercial break right now. So, but
appreciate you.
But that's your highest priority, and that's my vibes for you. All right. So, even though they say, "Well, don't do this, don't do that," make yourself pleasantly known and just be persistent and just say, "I got to speak to the manager." What's this about? It's a personal note. It's on a personal matter. I need to speak with the manager, and then you speak with them.
I know what to do tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Artie.
I want to hear the good news. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Paula. All right, sweetheart. Take care. All right, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers. And stick around. And I'm going to be back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT. Or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman on Angels and Answers. And I want everyone to check out my YouTube, check out my Facebook, and it's really cool. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. You'll be entertained. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of my website. Go to ArtieHoffman.com. And for anybody who wants a reading, I want you to call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to get a reading for myself. All right, so feel free to call in, and or if you want to contribute to the topic that I'm talking about, or if you want to bring up a topic that you know that you feel very passionate about, feel free to call in and to express your feelings. So right now we have a marvelous, marvelous, beautiful person all the way from Minneapolis. Hey, Julie, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to ask you, what is it that I could do you for?
Okay, I'm calling in because I spoke with you last August about a daughter. Was going through a major problem with a relationship. And you and Sky tried to help me, and I'm looking into 2015 now, and she's still going through her stuff, but a slight depression there. But I was seeing what the angels have for our family, because my husband and I are both taking care of parents on each side, and we have a housing situation coming up because one of them has to move, and our family's just been in a lot of upheaval since August of 2014, and I just want to see what comes in for us.
Okay, you know something, as I'm listening to your voice, Julie, I'm not saying this is all what it's going to take, but it is going to help, you know. Do you do any meditation or sit in prayer a little bit so that you could just ask for higher guidance and for assistance? Be honest with
me. No, I haven't yet, no.
Okay. Now is the best time to start doing that, all right? And, you know, please don't look at it like, oh, that's just fairy tale or, you know, what's that going to do? Prayer is so powerful. It really is. And I want you to pray as if everything is going in your favor. And so what I mean by this, you know, however you want to pray to God or Jesus or to the angels or whoever you believe in, just say thank you so much for helping me resolve our issues. And I want you to be very specific and say thank you for taking care of this. Thank you for helping me with that. Thank you for bringing in all the beautiful people and all the situations to come into my life so that we could live a more happy and a peaceful life. And when you start to say things more in prayer and not in constant worry, people don't realize that when people live in constant fear and anxiety, all right, that creates more stress, which creates more problems. And when I become overwhelmed, you know, with situations, I really do. In that moment, I will say a little prayer to, you know, my angels, and I say, thank you for intervening into my life and helping me out with the situation. And I say it every day, and I just say thank you, as if things are being already taken care of. If you're going to sit there and constantly like, oh, another day, or oh, I don't want to get up, you know, as soon as you wake up, say, all right, this is what I'm going to do to make the best of each situation. You have to grab the bull by the horns and literally make the best of it. And I'm almost asking you to emotionally desensitize yourself just so you could do your task at hand, because it's very important for you to take care of all your responsibilities. And when people are very highly emotionally invested in, you know, in the person they're taking care of or the situation, and I'm not telling you to be inconsiderate and not care at all, but when you allow yourself to be so highly emotionally invested, sometimes you have to desensitize yourself, say, you know what, I don't have time to worry. I got to do this. I got to take care of them. I got to take care of this. And also, when you start to tell people how great they are, even if you think they suck, the bottom line is everybody has something wonderful about them, that if you start bringing their highlights to themselves so that they know that you're proud of them, or that they know that you see something in them that maybe they don't see. Say you are good, and mention all the things that they've done in their past, their accomplishments, what they're capable of doing. Pick out anything and just praise people. When you're praising people, they move mountains for you. If you're constantly saying, you know what, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. If you're constantly attacking somebody for what they're doing wrong, all right, you're not really giving them motivation to want to do better. And so you're the brainchild, all right? You're the one behind the scenes you're the center core. You're the one that has to motivate everybody. All right, you're the one that has to be the good leader and say, all right, this is what we got to do. This is what has to be done. And you have to start, you know, like I said, motivating people. Because when you start to nurture people, compliment people, thank you for this, thank you for that. You know, even though sometimes you want to bite their head off. But when you show compliments to people, they really do change their behavior, and their outlook on themselves are a lot better. And every single time they do something positive, just say, thank you so much, I really appreciate it. But, you know, you are the center core to make everything happen. You are. You are, you know, if you're feeling depressed and out of it, then you're going to start bringing everybody else down. If your energy is banging off the walls, then everyone around you is going to start banging off the walls. If you feel pretty happy and you know, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. And I've said that many a times. You know, when things are not going right, just, you know, start living in Julie's world. And, you know, because I always tell people, you know what, I live in Artie's world, and every day is a Saturday to me. And I really live my life like almost like every day is a Saturday. And I know it's easier said than done. And I know you're under a lot of stress. I feel it. I get it. But start creating a game plan with each day of what's going to make your life better. If you were to write a letter to God and say, God, this is what I need to make life easier. Thank you for your assistance, for helping me get all the help, all the money, all the resources together for me. Thank you so much for your help, because this is what I need to get things accomplished. Things are just not going to fall out of the clouds and all of a sudden just make things better. It's by your choice, your free will, that's going to create the quality of your life to be better. It can't happen just on its own.
Okay. I was just hoping that if I do this, you see things hopefully changing for me in the future.
What was this?
You see things changing for me. And
all right, if you start asking for help with the angels and starting with prayers, let me look at what the angels have to say. Because right now, as we speak, I'm starting to place the angel cards down. They're all facing down. And I'm picking them out one by one, as far as what they have to say. And, oh, all right, so you have the angel of commitment, which means being committed to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Now, I also picked out the angel of visions, which means everything that I'm telling you, I'm correct in everything that I'm telling you. Whenever I see the angel of vision comes out, that means what I'm telling you is right on the money, right? And being efficient, you have the angel of efficiency. Hold on a second. Awakening. And you're going to go through a healing process when you do this. Yeah, you want to know something? You're going to, when you start to do this on a daily basis, I don't care if you do this right before you go to bed or if you do this as soon as you wake up, and just give yourself a few moments of time to change things around. Julie. See, right now what I'm hearing is I just want out of my situation. That's what I want. It's like right now you are so overwhelmed with all your responsibilities. It's like, you know, God, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. And that's what I hear you saying. I can't handle it. And I'm telling you, the quality of your life is going to start to get better once you start putting your positive affirmations out there. Because right now what I'm getting is like you have next to no quality of personal time for yourself. You're always doing something for somebody else or taking care of responsibilities. There's no downtime for yourself. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to start opening up time. Hold on just a minute, Julie, because right now I have to go for a break, all right? Hold on. Don't go anywhere. All right, everybody. You're with Angels and Answers, Artie Hoffman. And if you wish to call in and to get a reading, just call 1-800-930-2819. Stick around because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers, and please check out ArtieHoffman.com. And don't be afraid to give me a call if you want a private personal reading. I do record all the sessions, and you get a recording with the sessions also. And that's 877-ANGEL-02. And if you wish to get a reading from my talented partner, Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474, and you'll be really, really impressed on how accurate she is. So just give me a call at, again, 1-800-930-2819. So was that Julie, right? We got Julie on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, cool. Julie, do you want to know something? Was your daughter, how old's your daughter?
She's 23.
Is she like either out of a job or not happy with her job?
She just started her career in September as a teacher. She seems to be happy with it.
Okay. All right. You want to know something? I'm not sure if this is herself. Well, what is it that you were concerned about? I mean, I'm getting certain messages, but what were the issues with your daughter? What was the situation?
She was her boyfriend broke up with her after 6.5 years without any warning, and that was the only person she dated, and the promise ring, the whole nine yards. Granted, they were young and didn't date anybody else, but it was a complete shock. So she's still going through her grief, and I'm still kind of going through things because this person has been in our life for 7 years, and we only have my daughter, and so that's kind of where we're at with her.
So it's a hit to everybody.
Yeah. But my husband, too, we don't have a son.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, we don't have a son, and he spent a lot of time with him and the trips and different things, and it's just kind of taken a toll on the family, the whole dynamics and of what happened.
I understand. It's almost like you lost a son, I mean, other than her partner, but it's almost like you lost a son. But also understand, you know, the way you're coming across, it's like, you know, we took him on trips, we took care of him, you know, he's going out with my daughter, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like he owes us. Unfortunately, he doesn't owe anybody anything other than, you know, his explanation of just maybe why. But, you know, this has been sitting with him for a while. This is what I feel. I feel like it's been sitting with him for a while. And, you know, finally he got up the nerve to be able to just go. But he's been thinking about this, I would probably say, probably for at least 6 months now, and just never had the nerve to do it until one day he just did. As far as your daughter's, you know, new turn on life, you want to know something. She's going to end up being with somebody serious. She has to overcome trust issues, though, right? She's going to have, because I know she's dealing with abandonment issues, and it's also going to play an effect on her heart as far as her being afraid to invest her heart, her being afraid, well, my God, is this going to happen again or whatever? So, you know, it's going to take a little time for her to heal. But I do see her being with somebody who is not within the culture. It's somebody out of the culture from a different country who she's going to end up being with. And I will tell you this, when the time comes and she gets married, she will be extremely happy. She'll be extremely happy. Because overall, when she's in the relationship, is she the one that's usually happy-go-lucky, like very easy-peasy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I got news for you. She's going to end up having a partner that's as easy as her as far as, you know, getting along with. And I see her coming home one day, and she's going to go, Mom, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. But I met this super nice guy and blah, 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 blah. And I see you and your husband getting so excited for her, but at the same token, it's like, all right, you know, keep your feet on the ground. Don't lose it. And, you know, I see you like a little concerned when you see your daughter being happy all over again. And she will. But this person has like tan skin or olive skin. And like I said, he's originally from a different country. Hold on a second. The month of August is going, I'm not saying it's going to be this August, it could be, you know, a following August, but it's going to be the month of August. Either she meets him, she ends up getting married, or she ends up having a child. But the month of August is going to be huge for her.
Okay.
Just understand what she's going through is, you know, you can't help her heal more than what she is. Just giving her loving support and just knowing that you're there for her. But don't keep on asking, you know, is there anything I can do for you? Like, don't try to give her too much advice because too much is going to be too much.
Okay.
You know, just knowing that you're there for her, and if she wants to talk to you, she will. But don't ask her a million and one questions. And, hey, you know, if you want to just say, hey, sweetie, how you doing? And if she gives, like, you know, if she wants to elaborate, great. If she wants to give you just one or two word answers, then that's fine too. And just, but don't keep saying, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Oh, I feel bad. Oh, you know, don't put that energy out to her because you're only going to make her feel worse.
Okay.
Now, she knows how you feel and, you know, allow her to go through her mourning process, but unfortunately you can't heal that part of her heart.
Right.
You know, a lot of times when, you know, people grow old together and they lose their partner in life, you know, I don't care how many friends or family members you have, you know, nobody can replace that partner in your life, you know. And you could try to, you know, serve them on golden plates, or you can give them, instead of a couple of flowers, you can give them a whole bouquet of flowers and fill the room with flowers or do this or that for them. But, you know, there's still an emptiness that will be there, and she'll overcome this, I promise you, and she'll be happily ever after with somebody else.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, Artie.
But I'm telling you, she will pull through with this, and just show her loving support. Just don't overly wane on her, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Artie.
Bye-bye. All right, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a tough one. When you're with somebody and then all of a sudden the carpet is pulled out from underneath you, you know, it's hard to build that trust again. And and time does heal wounds. And like I said, when somebody has lost somebody, there's really nothing that you could do to make the healing go by faster. It's something that they have to do within themselves. And I'm going to give you an example of what happened one time. When my cousin passed away, how long ago? Probably about, I don't know, 35 years ago, right after he graduated high school. You know, he was literally the most popular kid in school, too, and he died in a car accident. And the doctors thought he was going to live, and the following day his lung ended up collapsing and he died. And I remember, you know, being there for his father, my cousin, and, you know, we went to temple. You know, we're Jewish, and we went to temple, and, of course, we did the services. And I sat next to my cousin, and he just sat there and, like any other parent would do, would cry. And so I was just sitting right next to him, and I didn't say anything to him. I didn't say, it's going to be all right. How can it be all right? You know, you just lost somebody, whether it be love what Julie's daughter went through, or whether it be you lost somebody who passed away. I just sat there, and I just rubbed his back. That's all I did. I just sat right next to him, didn't say a word. I was rubbing his back, and I let him do his thing. But, you know, I was right there for him. And after the services were over, the rabbi came down to me, and he said to me, he says, you know, he goes, that was really great what you did for your cousin. He says, that was fantastic. He goes, I noticed that you didn't say a word to him, and you were just there and letting him mourn, letting him go through his feelings. But most importantly, you were just giving him unconditional love and just consoling him quietly without saying a word. And like I said, you can't heal somebody faster, you know, by, oh, I'm sorry, or, oh, don't worry, or, oh, you know. When they're ready to talk, you know, they'll talk. And if they don't want to, that's okay. You know, if you want to treat them out to dinner, out for their favorite dessert, buy them music, do something, you know, take them to a movie that's uplifting, but just to do something for them. And you could do it quietly and just, you know, give it to them and say, here, I thought you might like this, you know. And it's really tough. It really is. It's very, very tough when you're going through a mourning process. So, all right, everybody. Well, listen up. It's time to go for a break. I'm going to be taking on another call soon. So stick around, everybody, with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers, and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December. It's here. The 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Thank you.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.